Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS, a special Sunday afternoon edition of Bronco basketball as Dakota Wesleyan is in town to take on Hastings College this afternoon. Women's game up first with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, we get into a crucial stretch here for you guys trying to stay alive for a postseason tournament. But here you got to, I guess, start winning.
Yeah, this is an important game for us. Obviously, every one of them is important, but this one is, you know, a home game, a game that we need to kind of get to move forward and move into next week, which is also obviously a couple of crucial games for us. And so, this is going to be a good game tonight, and we'll have to play well. But I think our kids are again looking forward to being back at home again. We haven't played here for a bit, so they're excited to be back at home.
Yes, where do you get one back? This is a team that handled you guys pretty well up in Mitchell.
Yeah, we played with them for a while. That was honestly probably one of the worst games we've played all season, from multiple perspectives, from an energy perspective, defensively, we just, we didn't guard their stuff very well. They set a lot of screens. They set down screens and double screens and back screens and flare screens and every kind of screen you can think of, they use it and they do it really well. And, I think this time, hopefully we're a lot more prepared for what they're going to show us. And, I think we're going to be able to cover each other up a little bit better defensively and offensively. They guarded us a little bit different than anything we'd seen so far yet at that point, early December. So offensively, hopefully, I think we can execute a little bit better, too, than we did the first time around.
As we make the move to the second half of the season, when you see teams for the second time in 1 year, do we change a lot there? Do we tweak what we did before or what?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really important. I think you look back and you look at the things that you did well, and obviously you try to expand on those things and use those things again, but you also look at the things that you didn't do so well and try to make some adjustments and try to put yourselves in a better situation so that you can be successful this time around. I think sometimes just being able to play against and see a team first time, obviously can potentially help you in the second round, just because you're a little bit more familiar and you know a little bit more about what to expect.
You guys coming off with a loss the other night to Concordia, your feelings on that ball game?
It was a tough loss for us, I think, because we battled so hard, the first half. I thought we really grinded it out with them, and we guarded fairly well. I think they made some turnovers that they maybe don't normally make, and part of that, I think, was because defensively we were pretty solid. The second half, their press started to hurt us a few possessions, and again, we just hit one of those early slumps in the second half and dug ourselves a bit of a hole, and they had a couple players that really hurt us in the second half, and we didn't adjust very well. I thought we competed hard. I thought our kids gave a lot of effort. I just think we made too many mistakes, in the last 10 minutes of the game.
Orles Wiener was one of the girls who came up big for you guys. What, 16 points and 6 rebounds in that ball game?
Yeah, Laurel played really physical the other night, and that's something that she's really been growing in, and we've been, talking a lot about is when she's physical and she's really demanding the ball and trying to get position early, she does a great job of being able to finish over people, and she was really aggressive, and I felt like we were able to get her the ball in situations where she could be successful, and we're looking forward to hopefully kind of the same aggressive physical Laurel today, because we're definitely going to need that inside presence.
Taz York had one of her better games that she's had in a while with 11 points and 8 rebounds.
Yeah, Taz is she's a great offensive player, and she was able to attack and draw some fouls and get some good shots, and I think she hit a couple threes. And when she's on, she's a huge boost offensively to our team.
Just looking for consistency again. We kind of talked about that all season long. We're still not there, are we?
No, you know, and there's some good things about that. I mean, it's good when you have several different people step up on different nights, and yet at the same time, sometimes you're looking for a little bit of predictability in that. You know, we're getting more consistent with some of our kids. I think Cammie Bruckman's been really consistent over the last several weeks, and so we just need to continue to grow in that and continue to find the right people at the right time, and as we do that and everyone continues to grow in their roles, we'll just continue to get better.
That keeps the coaching staff guessing on who's going to have the hot hand and who's not going to have it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You just kind of, you know, wait and see what happens and go with what works. And sometimes, you know, it even surprises you a little bit. It's a good thing that we've had several people step up. It's kind of helped people figure out their roles a little bit, just because, you know, every night it's not like we're just, you know, pounding it into Laurel or looking for Cammie the entire night. And so it's helped us to be a little bit more dynamic, I think. Yet at the same time, yeah, as a coaching staff, you'd like to kind of know exactly what's going to happen. And that's not always the case.
All right, we'll come back and talk more about the opponents here today. The Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan is our pregame show. Continues after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Back with Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College, as the Broncos in action today against the 24th ranked team in the country in Dakota Wesleyan. Coach, this is the team that leads the nation in the 3-point percentage. This is the team that's going to fire up the 3-ball today.
Yeah, absolutely. They try to, you know, score from the 3-point line in transition. They try to get you on a lot of double screens in half court sets, and that was one thing that kind of hurt us when we played up there in Mitchell earlier in the season. They not only hurt you in transition and hurt you just by executing their offense, but the area where they really hurt us was just, you know, kind of those loose ball scrambling, you know, offensive rebound type situations where they kick it out and they, you know, get one up on you when you're not really in guarding position. And so, they're going to take their shots, and if they're falling, they're tough to guard. And we're going to have to do a great job of covering them up and limiting their touches and making sure that, we're contesting those shots. And the problem is that they have several of them. It makes it difficult because you have to make sure that you got all of their shooters covered up, and then they have an inside out game in presence with their post player, is leading the conference in scoring, and so they have a really good inside out threat, and that makes it difficult to be able to double in the post, and so you kind of have to guard them one on one, and you can't ever lose sight or get screened. Otherwise, they're gonna score on you either from the 3-point line or in the post.
I say, with so many threats out there offensively, is there something we got to shut down first and then work on something else, or we got to shut down everything, or what do you think?
We're going to try to go one-on-one in the post. I thought Melissa Thompson and Laurel Zwiener did a fairly good job on her the first time around. A lot of teams try to double down on her, and the problem is that they have so many threats on the perimeter that one of them or two of them end up, you know, really hurting you on the perimeter. And so we're going to try to go one-on-one in the post, and then on the perimeter, you know, we're going to try to switch everything and cover up and help each other out. Again, you know, anytime you can limit the touches of those, shooters, you make your job a lot easier. And so those are a couple of things that we need to do, and we'll probably pressure a little bit in the backcourt. They're a team that if you just let them come up and start executing right away, they're definitely going to get a good shot about every possession just because they execute their offenses so well.
What can we get done offensively today?
I think, you know, they're going to do a lot of trapping on the first pass. They did that a lot to us the first time we played, and we need to be able to attack out of that. You know, the first time we played them, we got trapped, and they just completely disrupted our entire offense. And so I think we have some things in place today to hopefully deal with that trap a little bit. And, you know, we're going to have to be able to move the ball. I thought that was something we did really well against Concordia the other night, was we moved the ball better and then picked and choosed our times to attack. And we're going to do some similar things tonight. But again, we're going to need to execute, and we're going to need to have some contributions from several players, I think.
All right, good.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and a play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Bronco basketball at 1230 KHAS, a special Sunday afternoon edition of Bronco basketball today, as Dakota Wesleyan is in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game is up first. Dakota Wesleyan coming in as the 24th ranked team in the country. The Tigers out of Mitchell, South Dakota. Their record at 14 wins and 5 losses on the season. They are 6-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan has won 6 out of their last 7 games, dropping their last outing to Northwestern in Orange City by the score of 69-66. During the stretch, Dakota Wesleyan has got wins over Mount Marty, 70-66. They have beaten Doan, 81-69. They beat Ashford out of Iowa, 72-44. Also, during their current winning streak, they have knocked off Lakeland, 85-60. They've got a win over Midland by 10, 75-65. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan at home, 69-53, before going on the road and losing in Orange City the other night, 69-66. Is a very good basketball team. Dakota Wesleyan beat Hastings earlier this year back on December 1st up in Mitchell, South Dakota, as they beat the Broncos by a score of 75-53. This is the team that is number one in the nation in three-point field goal percentage. They are knocking down right at 39% of their three-point tries, and they've got a couple of players that are currently in the top 10 in the nation in three-point shooting. That's Celeste Beck and also Amanda Hart. You'll be hearing a lot of here today throughout this opening ballgame. Hastings College, the Broncos continue to struggle offensively. Hastings has lost 4 out of their last 5 games, so they're going in the other direction. They've got a couple of losses down in Kansas right around the holidays, as they lost to Southwestern College by a score of 76-58, and they lost to Kansas Wesleyan 70-57, came back right after the first of the year and beat Dort College in a conference game, 73-65, but Hastings has lost their last two, dropping games last week to Mount Marty, 80-67, but also losing the last time out to Concordia by a score of 76-57. Hastings College will try to break a two-game losing streak here this afternoon against Dakota Wesleyan. So we'll give you the starting lineups today, brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon, they will go with Elizabeth Lamb, a 5'7" senior from Oneida, South Dakota. Lamb is averaging 9 points and about 3.6 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Taylor Piper, a 5'7" junior from Mitchell, South Dakota. She's averaging 5.7 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Amanda Hart, their all-time three-point field goal percentage shooter. Hart is 5'8". She's a junior from Alexandria, South Dakota. Hart is averaging 10 points and about 2.6 rebounds per game. Brittany Hills is a 5'9" senior from Summit, South Dakota. Hills is averaging 6 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Kim Johnson is the other starter, 5'11", a junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Number one in the conference in point production. She's averaging 18.8 points per ball game, 5.3 rebounds per game. She scored 23 the last time these two teams played up in Mitchell. Hastings College will go with Cammie Bruckman, a 5'9" junior out of Silver Lake. Bruckman is averaging 11 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Chelsea Morton, a 5'7" freshman out of Holdridge, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" senior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 8 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson, a 5'9" junior from Cambridge, Nebraska. Peterson is averaging 3.9 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Melissa Thompson today, a 5'11" senior out of Papillion. Thompson averaging 5 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings College will shoot to our basket to our left here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan in their blue uniforms today, trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings in their homestanding white, trimmed and lettered in crimson. Hastings controls the opening tip. Dakota Wesleyan will play a man-to-man defense. There's a pass on the high post. It's going to be knocked away, and a foul is going to be called. Immediately, a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Hastings. It'll go on Cammie Bruckman. So she picks up a foul offensively here to start off this ball game. A turnover on Hastings College, and Dakota Wesleyan will come back with the basketball. This is a team that can really shoot the three ball. Number one in the nation in three-point shooting. There's a shot off the right baseline. It's going to be no good there by Johnson. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. Running back the other way is going to be Peterson. Pulls up at the top of the arc. Swings to the left side down to Brittany Wong. She dribbles with it as Dakota Wesleyan will start off in a man-to-man defense. On the wing is Bruckman. Down to Wong again. Top of the key. Gives it to Peterson. At the elbow. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot good. Takes it all the way to the basket and scores. Frankie Peterson gets the Broncos on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. The ball's going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Chelsea Morton. She drives it. Her shot is up here. Good. Chelsea Morton gets the field goal. She gets the steal at the 10-second line. Dakota Wesleyan turns the ball away. There's a long pass down the floor. It's over the head and out of bounds. Kim Johnson couldn't control it down on the baseline, so back-to-back turnovers here on Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings College out to a 4-0 lead here over Dakota Wesleyan early in the ballgame. Now the Tigers will attack here in backcourt. Brittany Wong has got the ball back here. Brittany Wong dribbles with a bounce pass. Comes to Peterson. Two-handed pass down the floor. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Johnson. That's the second turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. There's a Taylor Piper with the ball. Gets it down in the corner to Elizabeth Lamb. Back outside now to Brittany Hills as she hands the ball away. Down to a Piper again. Piper left side to Lamb. Inside the free throw circle, there's Amanda Harder. Shot is up there. No good. Ball is rebounded here by Hastings, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be called here on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Kim Johnson. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Tigers. 18 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College has got the lead over the Tigers. The score is 4-0. Dakota Wesleyan will pressure here right at the 10-second line. Now they're back in the backcourt. We got a timeout called here from Kerry Hofstetter as Brittany Wong was having problems bringing the ball up. Hastings calls an early timeout. 18 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 4, Dakota Wesleyan nothing.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
High play is back in. Hastings challenge to the ball. They break the pressure. Here's Cammie Breckman drives the ball. The basket, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball is ripped out of there by Johnson. Johnson has got it for DWU. Allen pass comes over here to Brittany Hills as she brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Hastings will be in a man-to-man defense here. Brittany Hills with the ball behind the screen. Moves it over here to Kim Johnson. Right side of the wing. They lob it inside to Lamb. Lamb drives the ball toward the hoop there against Morton. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson gets to Morton. Out of the near sideline, Cammie Breckman. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Breckman has got it with the Broncos out on top by a score of 4-0. Here in the ball game, Cammie Breckman on the wing on the left side. There's a long pass to the far sideline. That's Brittany Wong with it, looking to penetrate right here at the top of the three-point circle. Gives it away down to Chelsea Morton. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass to Wong down in the corner. Three-pointer is way off of the mark. No good. And we got a rebounding foul here on Hastings. A rebounding foul on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. 17-24 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of DWU. The score is 4-0. As Hastings drops back in their man-to-man, bringing the ball up is going to be Taylor Piper. Piper dribbling with the right hand, gets it out in the hands of Amanda Hart. Long three put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Thompson gets away to Brittany Wong down the far sideline. Brittany Wong back into the forecourt here for Hastings College. Moves it to the left side of the floor, directs a little traffic, and gets the ball now to Chelsea Morton around the screen from Thompson. Gives the ball to Thompson in the lane, spins, her shot is up there, good. Melissa Thompson scores, and the Broncos are out to a 6-0 lead here over Dakota Wesleyan. There's Amanda Hart here on the near sideline. Back out on top, they get it to Kim Johnson. Johnson goes over to Brittany Hills. She drives around the screen, takes it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Outlet pass comes to Brittany Wong. Hastings with a 6-0 lead. Broncos with the ball. Cammie Breckman drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It's saved there by Peterson. They get the ball to Breckman right at the elbow. Out of Peterson, deep in the right corner, drives the baseline. Underneath the basket, a reverse layup is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Amanda Hart. Here come the Tigers back the other way. It's Taylor Piper with the ball. Piper drives the ball into the lane. The ball is knocked loose. Brittany Wong grabs it for Hastings, and a traveling violation on Wong. Went down to the hardwood to try to grab that ball before she got her away. A traveling violation is called on Wong. So that's three turnovers apiece now. Kate Johnson comes into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Lexi Christensen comes in for the Tigers. 6-0 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has been almost 4 minutes without scoring. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Morton as she tries to drive the ball back the other way. Her turnaround jumper from the right side of the lane is going to be no good. Peterson grabs the rebound. Traveling violation. Peterson a little off balance there. Out of the baseline as she grabs the ball. She was battling for it down there with Elizabeth Lamb. A traveling violation is called on Peterson. So it's 6-0. Hastings College has got the lead. We are 4 minutes into the ball game here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan has went over 4 minutes without scoring, and now they're going to go even longer as we got a traveling violation out on top by Lexi Christensen. That's the fourth turnover on Dakota Wesleyan so far in the ball game. They only averaged 14 for the season per game. Hastings College comes back the other direction. They've got a 6-0 lead. Dakota Wesleyan again. We'll pick him up right here at the 10-second line. Brittany Wong gets it into the offensive zone to Chelsea Morton. Out of Melissa Thompson. Near sideline, tipped out of bounds. Tipping the ball away there from Breckman. Getting her hands on it was Elizabeth Lamb for Dakota Wesleyan. So the Broncos will play things in here on the near sideline to get it to a Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory. Wong guarded there by Lexi Christensen. Near sideline, they get it over here to Frankie Peterson, and she holds the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Breckman. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Morton. She goes back up. Her shot, no good, but she's out, fouling the play. Hastings doing a great job in the glass so far in this ball game. Personal foul goes on Celeste Beck. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number two on the Tigers. This will be a shooting situation. as Chelsea Morton goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Morton, a 58% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. Morton is now 29 out of 49 from the free throw line this season. Hastings College dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as free throw shooting is concerned. They're hitting only 62% of their foul shots, 35% from the field, and 24% from three-point territory. Next free throw is up there and in by Chelsea Morton. And Hastings College has got an early 8-0 lead here in this one. Dakota Wesley now working on 5 minutes without scoring to start off this ball game. There's a long pass up on the high block to get it to Katie Johnson. Now they hand it away and driving to the goal and scoring is Taylor Piper. Piper came off with a screen and took it right to the hole, and they score with 15:08. Well, here in the first half, so they go 4 minutes and 52 seconds to start the ball game without scoring in this contest. Hastings College with an early 6-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Brittany Wong now to Cammie Bruckman. 15-footer left side. That one won't go. And a rebound on the weak side there by Katie Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. Down the far sideline of Piper. Long pass down to Ford. It's going to be too far over the head of Johnson out of bounds. Kim Johnson couldn't control it there for DWU. That is the fifth turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Bauer comes in now. Holly Bauer for Hastings College. Coming out will be Frankie Peterson. 14:46 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 8-2. And we got some problems here. It's going to be with the play clock, I think. They're going to play things in here in backcourt again. As Holly Bauer is going to play things in for Hastings as they get things set here on the new sideline with this official scorers table. Bauer plays things in to Brittany Wong down the far sideline. There's a pass right through the fingertips of Melissa Thompson as brought down here by Dakota Wesleyan. A fourth turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. There's Brittany Hills with the ball right at the top of the key behind his screen. They reverse the ball. Here's Kim Johnson with it now. The Hills, entry pass. They get it inside to Kate Johnson. Johnson picked up by Bauer. Johnson has to get rid of it. She does. Out here to Taylor Piper in three-point territory. Piper dribbling with the ball around the screen. Moves it down to the right side of the floor. Now reverses it. Comes back out on top. That's Beck with the ball. Spins. Puts it up at the free throw line. Shot to be deflected there by Morton. And the ball is brought down by Hastings. Brackman has got it now down the near sideline. Brittany Wong drives it to the hole. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Brittany Wong scores for Hastings. The ninth move to the bucket. That's her first field goal, and the Broncos have an 8-point lead. 10-2 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. Hills has got it behind the screen again. Hills reverses the ball and gets it to Johnson. Lobs it inside, and it's going to be over the head of Kim Johnson. Katie had it on the wing, threw it inside. It's way over the head of Kim Johnson, out of bounds. That's turnover number 6 already on Dakota Wesleyan. And now the Tigers head coach, Jason Christensen, wants to call a timeout. 13 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half. We've got a timeout. The score, Hastings 10, Dakota Wesleyan 2.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College out to an early 10-2 lead here where Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball action this afternoon. Laurel Zwiener is in the ball game now for Hastings. She's got the ball. Cammie Bruckman here, left side of the lane, drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Cammie Bruckman takes it to the hole. Everybody getting in the act here early in the ball game. 12-2 is the score. Broncos have now built a 10-point lead. About 6.5 minutes into the ball game here this afternoon over the 24th ranked team in the country in Dakota Wesleyan. Here's Beck with the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane. Pass back out on top of a three-pointer thrown up there by Lamb. No good. Offensive rebound, poked away. Scramble is on in the lane. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 12-2 now. Hastings College with the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. 13:05 to play. Inbounding the ball will be Celeste Beck. Beck is holding it and gets it into Johnson down in the corner. Brings it back out on top to Lamb. Loud pass goes inside the lane to Beck again. She works over there against Wong. Her shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Now the pass goes to the far sideline to Brittany Wong. Hastings with a 12-2 lead. Brittany Wong with the ball across the top. Now to Holly Bauer. Dribbles, bounce pass inside. Bruckman, triple team, and traveling violation. They got the ball inside, and then the Tigers collapse on Cammie Bruckman, and she's called for the traveling violation. That's five turnovers now in Hastings College in this first half of play. Bringing the ball back will be Brittany Hills for Dakota Wesleyan. Down the near sideline against Holly Bauer, brings it into the offensive zone. Now she picks up the dribble and sends it inside to Akim Johnson. Johnson throws it up over his wiener. Good three-pointer. Kim Johnson brought it back out into three-point territory and threw it over his wiener. It was slow in getting out there. Johnson nails the three ball. 12-5 is the score now. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Zwiener goes over to Brittany Wong. Wong on the right side of the floor backs it out and looks at this man-to-man defense for Dakota Wesleyan. Now runs the offense. There's a Holly Simonson with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong, right side, comes out to Cammie Bruckman. She tries to drive it to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Cammie Bruckman forces up a shot that goes right through the hole. 14-5 is the score now. Hastings College with a lead early. Here's Johnson at the top of the key. Drives the ball against Zwiener. Shot's going to be blocked down out of bounds. For Zwiener, that's going to be block number 27 on the year. She knocks that one away from Kim Johnson. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 11:48 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College has got a 14-5 lead. There's an entry pass. It's going to be deflected. It comes to the near sideline. Johnson saves it, but she's out of bounds. Johnson tried to save it right here in front of us, and she's out of bounds. So we go to Wesleyan again, turning the ball over. That's 7 turnovers on DWU already in the ballgame. The average 14 per game for the season. There's Abby Jackson into the ballgame now for Hastings as Jackson will bring the ball up for the Broncos, brings it into the offensive zone. Abby Jackson with a right-handed dribble picked up there by Lexi Christensen. Jackson dribbling the ball on the far sideline, trying to get away. Jackson stops down there in the corner. There's a bounce pass out on top, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Beck. Turnover number 6 on Hastings College here in the ballgame. You go to Wesleyan coming back with the ball. Christensen. Christensen reverses it, gets it out to the top of the key to Lamb. Lamb gets it now in the hands of Celeste Beck behind the screen. Back at the top of the key, lobs it inside. Johnson grabs it. Her shot is going to be blocked down on the play, and it's going to be a foul called on Hastings sliding over there. Holly Samuelson going for the rack was Kim Johnson. And it's going to be a personal foul called there on Hastings College. Holly Samuelson going to the free throw line will be Kim Johnson, a 68% foul shooter. Her shot is up there and in, or off of the back iron, no good. Kim Johnson, the number one scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She's averaging 18.8 points per ball game. She's got 3 so far in this ball game against Hastings. Johnson scored 23 the last time these two teams played. Next shot is up there is good, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Johnson comes out. Here comes Katie Johnson back in there. 11:07 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 14-6. Hastings back on the offensive attack. Here's Thompson in the lane. Gets it away to Jackson. A little short baseline jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to Piper. Taylor Piper has got the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Jackson will pick her up in backcourt. Piper brings it into the offensive zone behind the screen. Gets the ball away to Katie Johnson now. Katie Johnson to the near sideline to Amanda Hart behind the screen. Amanda Hart moves it over here on the wing on the right side to Katie Johnson. Back out in 3-point territory. That's going to be Taylor Piper with the ball around another screen. Piper then gets the ball top of the key to Lamb. Sends it inside to Johnson. Johnson spins. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Thompson out of bounds. Katie Johnson has her shot blocked down. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Kim Johnson. Coming out will be Elizabeth Lamb. They go to Wesleyan. Will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 10:28 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top by a score of 14-6 as the pass could be deflected. And now we got a shot clock violation. They try to lob it into the lane there. Katie Johnson, the ball was deflected. And a loose ball was picked up by Taylor Piper. But a shot clock violation here on Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will come back with the ball. Jackson has got it. Now to Samuelson. Gets it across the midcourt stripe to Bauer. Sends it to the far sideline again to Jackson. She holds it on the wing. Brings it out in 3-point territory to Bruckman. Moves to the left side of the floor. Now backs her back out. Gives it to Jackson out here. As Dakota Wesleyan saves with a man-to-man defense. Right side to Bauer. Works it inside. Now to Bruckman. And a foul is going to be called. As the shot clock was expiring down there to about 7 seconds. Taylor Piper picks up the personal foul for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Hastings will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Beverly Hills. Brittany Hills comes into the ballgame now for Dakota Wesleyan. Coming out is going to be Lexi Christensen. So Hills back in there at 10:03. Here in the first half, Jackson throws the ball out here into three-point territory. Breckman grabs it, now drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. An off-balance shot didn't look pretty, but Cammy Breckman got the end result. That was a field goal. She's got 6 points in the contest. Hastings College out to a 10-point lead. 16-6 is the score. Broncos down the lead. Taylor Piper has got the ball now for the Tigers. Piper picked up by Jackson out here in three-point territory. Goes here to Amanda Hart. Picked up by Breckman of Hastings defensively. Right side to Hills. Bounce pass goes inside to Johnson. Her pass can be kicked there by the Broncos. It's out of bounds, and Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Dakota Wesleyan will play the ball in. They got 15 seconds now on the shot clock. Johnson with the ball down here on the baseline. Picked up there by Thompson. Bounce pass goes inside to Katie Johnson. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound there by Kim Johnson. Follow shot up and in. Kim Johnson gets the offensive rebound and the putback. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. 16-8. The Broncos have doubled the score on the Tigers here early in the contest. As we approach the 9-minute mark, there's a pass by Samuelson inside, intercepted. Seventh turnover on Hastings College. Down the near sideline, Piper down in the corner. Hart, three-pointer, yes. Amanda Hart, she is the leader in three-point shooting at Dakota Wesleyan. Set the record in the last ball game against Northwestern. There's a shot up there, and it's no good by Samuelson. Crashing the boards, who's got it? It's loose, and it's picked up there by Dakota Wesleyan. Down in the corner is going to be Hills. Brings it to the midcourt stripe. That's Taylor Piper with the ball. Piper down to Amanda Hart. Entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Samuelson. She looks up and she'll hold things up. Didn't have numbers. One on two break coming back the other way. Cammy Breckman now for three. Your shot good. Breckman throws up a three ball from the left side of the lane. She buries it. And it's now 19-11. Hastings College out on top here by 8 points. We're in the first half. Here's Hills with the ball around the screen from Johnson. Drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And she's fouling the play. A foul here will go on the Broncos. It will go on Jackson. Jackson picks up her first personal. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. A lot of screens out here right around the top of the arc. Trying to shake somebody loose to the basket there for Dakota Wesleyan. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Hills. She'll get one more. Hills is a 55% foul shooter in the season. She's now 36 out of 66. As a team, Dakota Wesleyan, second to the last in free throw percentage, hitting 65% for the season. They're second to the last in the conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hills, and a rebound Hastings. So we got the two worst free throw shooting teams scoring off here in this ball game today. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. Brittany Wong with the ball in the deep wing on the right side. Wong gets it out here to Chelsea Morton, who's back into the ball game now. Drives it, bounce pass, wing on the right side. Brittany Wong has got it. Wong looking at the shot clock, 9 seconds. Down on the baseline, driving as Morton, her shot is up there. She'll be blocked down out of bounds, and Hastings will play it in with 4 seconds left in the shot clock. Elizabeth Lamb comes in now for the Tigers. Coming out is going to be Katie Johnson. Hastings Challenge will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 4 seconds left in the shot clock. They lob it in here to Thompson. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Follow shot. She's fouling the play. So Hastings got her right in front of the basket there to Melissa Thompson. She couldn't convert. But right there with the offensive rebound is going to be Frankie Peterson, and she is fouling the play. A personal whistle on Amanda Hart. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Tigers. And going to the free throw line will be Peterson. Her shot is up there. It's good. Frankie Peterson now with 3 points in the ballgame. Peterson is 77% foul shooter in the season. She is now 29 out of 37 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there and is off of the mark. It is no good by Peterson. Offensive rebound is lost out of bounds. Samuelson had the rebound there for Hastings, but lost it out of bounds. Broncos have a 9-point lead early. 20-11 is the score with 7:44 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. There's Brittany Hills in backcourt. A big collision at the midcourt stripe, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. That are going Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her first. So the first foul on Morton. Team foul number five of the Broncos. With the ball here is going to be a Brittany Hills. Hills will get it to a Piper, who gets it back to Hills. Now back inside to Piper. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Beck. Keeps it alive down to Johnson. Drives it down the lane. Scoop shot. It's going to be blocked down and a foul called. Personal foul going to be whistled on Thompson of Hastings. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six in the Broncos. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kim Johnson. Johnson averaging 18.8 points per ball game, number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She's got six already here in this ball game. She'll have two shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Her first one is up there. It's good. She'll get one more. 20-12 is the score now. Hastings with an 8-point lead. The Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap. Hastings scoring the first 8 points in the ball game. Next shot is up there. It's good by Johnson. 20-13 is the score now as the Broncos come back with the ball. Brittany Wong down the far sideline, trapped back here in backcourt. Wong dribbling with it. Gets it now to Peterson. Peterson near sideline to Samuelson. Back out to Frankie. Now to Brittany Wong. Brittany dribbling with the ball here at the top of the key. Looking to shake loose. Moves to her left. Fires up a three. Her shot no good. The rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. Elizabeth Lamb with the ball. She throws it to the far sideline out of bounds. So Dakota Wesleyan turns the ball over for the ninth time here in this ball game. Hastings College will play things in on the far side. They've got a 7-point lead. 20-13 is the score. Samuelson will play things in now as they get it to Brittany Wong. She stops out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass on a high post. That's Peterson with the ball with her back to the basket. Gets it away to Chelsea Morton. Dribbles to the free throw line. Back outside the ring. That's Wong, her 3-pointer. No good. Rebound Morton. Follow shot. Good. Chelsea Morton scoring there for Hastings. She's got 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos now lead by a score of 22-13. Here comes DWU back in the offensive zone. Taylor Piper around the screen from Johnson. Piper gives the ball away to Elizabeth Lamb. Now inside to Johnson. She dribbles it down the lane. The ball's poked loose. It's picked up by Samuelson. Turnover number 10 on Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes Brittany Wong down in the corner. Now to Peterson. Peterson drives the baseline. Pass inside to Thompson. And an offensive foul is going to be called. An offensive foul here is going to be called on Hastings. That's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. Into the ballgame now for Hastings is going to be Bruckman. Coming out is going to be Samuelson. 6:15 to play here in the first half, 22-13. Broncos have the lead over the 24th-ranked team in the country this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan. There's Amanda Hart. Free throw line extended right side. Moves it down in the corner to Brittany Hills. Long pass inside. That's Johnson. Going to be knocked loose from her hands. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So Dakota Wesleyan will turn the ball away for the 11th time in the ball game. Eddie Johnson comes out. Here comes Kim Johnson back in. 6:01 to play in the first half, 22-13. Broncos have a 9-point lead, and they've got the basketball here. Just by the 6-minute mark here in this first half. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Works out on top against Amanda Hart. Bounce pass over there on the wing to Chelsea Morton. Out on top, Frankie Peterson. Moves it to her left, reverses the ball, gets it to Thompson. Her 3-ball is up there, no good. In the corner, the ball goes. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Wong was over there to try to handle it there for the Broncos, but she couldn't grab it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan's ball here in backcourt. Lexi Christensen coming to the ball game now, replacing Brittany Hills. Also checking out will be Piper. Coming back in there will be Celeste Beck. 5:40 to play here in the first half, 22-13. Broncos have the lead here in the first half of the doubleheader. We've got the men's game coming up next at 4 o'clock here this afternoon. Lexi Christensen with the ball here for DWU. Goes over on the wing to Beck. Lobs it inside to Johnson. Johnson scores her onto the basket. Faces it. Throws it over here to Amanda Hart. Back inside to Johnson. Inside the free throw circle. Working against Sierra Williamson, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. There's Lamb. Lamb drives the ball against Morton. Puts it up there. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Bruckman has got the ball. Outlet pass goes to Wong. Brittany Wong runs her down the left side of the lane. The ball poked loose and a foul is called. Hastings holding a sizable edge on the glass so far this afternoon. Celeste Beck picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number 5 on the Tigers. A non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Now we've got Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong has got some blood coming from her nose, and she's going to have to come to the bench here. They get a 10-2, 5:07 to play here in the first half, 22-13. Hastings College has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to Bronco basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.com. HastingsLink.com. So checking into the ballgame now for the Broncos is going to be Abby Jackson. Wong will come to the bench. Hastings will play things in. There's a Chelsea Morton with the ball down in the corner now. They get it to Peterson, who brings it out in three-point territory. Out to Breckman. Lob pass inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Williamson. The ball is being battered around. It's finally picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Turnover number 8 on Hastings here in the ballgame. Amanda Hart back the other way for the Tigers. Back outside the ring to Lamb. Lamb now to Piper. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot from the elbow. It's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Peterson with the ball. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Frankie Peterson moves to the left side of the lane. Cross-court pass goes to Morton. Now a long pass inside. It's off of the fingertips of Williamson. And the ball is brought out of there again by DWU. Here's a Taylor Piper with the ball near sideline out to Amanda Hart. Hart out here to Lamb. Swings to the left side. That's Piper with the ball. Piper picked up by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Amanda Hart here on the wing. Top of the key to Lamb. Lobs it inside to Johnson. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Kim Johnson scoring there. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. 22-15. Broncos with a 7-point lead. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings College. Gets to Peterson out here in three-point territory. Left side of the wing to Breckman. Drives the ball toward the hoop. Her shot is up there left-handed. No good. Ball tapped out. Who's got it? Dakota Wesleyan does. Waxy Christensen has got the ball for the Tigers. Down the left sideline to Elizabeth Lamb. Dakota Wesleyan pulls up in their offensive zone here. Lamb gets it out to Christensen. Bounce pass on the high post. That's Lamb with the ball. Hands it away to Piper. Shot from inside the free throw circle is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Outlet pass to the near sideline. Breckman has got it now. 22-15. The Broncos with a 7-point lead. 3.5 to play here in the first half. Frankie Peterson, 200 pass to the far sideline. That's Jackson with the ball. Now to Breckman. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Cammie Breckman again on the drive. She's got 11 points here in the first half. Breckman averaging 11 points per ball game this year. The Broncos have a 9-point lead, 24-15. Here's Johnson with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan over to Taylor Piper. Picked up by Morton behind the screen. They get it to Johnson. Cross-court pass to the near side now to Amanda Hart. Two-handed pass back the other way to Johnson. Moves it to the far sideline to Christensen. Entry pass. We got a foul called. We got it inside to Elizabeth Lamb, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It'll go on Morton. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Here comes Bauer back in. Wong is back in for the Broncos, and also Samuelson back in there. Celeste Beck comes in for Dakota Wesleyan. So we got 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play. 2:53 to play here in the first half. Hastings is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 24-15. Going to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan will be Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb has got no points in the ball game yet. She's averaging 9 points per game. Her first one is up there and in. Lamb is a 79% foul shooter in the season. She scored 9 points the last time these two teams played up in Mitchell when Dakota Wesleyan beat Hastings 75-53. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have an 8-point lead, 24-16. Brittany Wong with the ball. Just across the midcourt stripe. Goes over there on the far sideline to Holly Bauer. Bauer gets it back down to Wong. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Now to Samuelson. Samuelson bounce pass inside the free throw circle to Williamson. Williamson now to Bauer right side. Back out to a Brittany Wong. 7 seconds of the shot clock. Brittany Wong on the right side. Going to dribble ball to the basket. Her shot no good, but she draws a personal foul with 2 seconds left in the shot clock. A foul here is going to go on Piper. That's going to be her second. So 2 fouls now on Taylor Piper. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Tigers. And going to the free throw line will be Brittany Wong, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. Wong has got 2 points so far today. Make it 3 as that one goes down through the hole. Wong, a 59% foul shooter in the season. She scored 9 points the last time these two teams played. Brittany Wong back to the free throw line here for Hastings with 2:24 to play in the first half. Broncos leading by 9, make it 10. As Wong knocks down her second of 2 free throws, 26-16, the Broncos to the lead. Hastings has led the entire first half here. Here's Elizabeth Lamb as she dribbles the ball down the lane. Her shot off the window is up and in. Elizabeth Lamb scoring there, 26-18. Broncos have the lead now as we approach the 2-minute mark. Here's Brittany Wong with it on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass comes out to Breckman. Over here on the left wing with the ball there is going to be Samuelson. Samuelson goes over to Sierra Williamson. Bounce pass is going to be tipped and intercepted
trying to get it to Breckman, who posts it up right side of the lane. And they intercept the pass. Here comes Dakota Wesley back the other direction. Celeste Beck has got it out here. Dribbles behind the screen at the top of the key. Now drives it all the way to the basket. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Celeste Beck scoring there. She got 2 points in the ball game. 26-20. This is as close as the Tigers have been for a while. Hastings with the ball now with 90 seconds to play here in the first half. On the wing is going to be Holly Bauer. Bauer dribbling with the ball. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Gets it to Brittany Wong. Now to Breckman. Breckman looks at the man-man defense. Cammie Breckman behind the screen. Bounce pass down in the corner. That's Bauer. Comes out to the top of the key. Bounce pass out here to Wong. Her shot's a three. She buries it. Brittany Wong nails a three ball. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings again with a 9-point lead. 29-20 is the score. There's a Brittany Hills with the ball for Dakota Wesleyan here on the near sideline. Hills moves it down in the corner to Beck. Now right side of the lane, that's going to be Elizabeth Lamb. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good. The ball is swatted out of bounds. That's going to be off of a Tiger down there. He's the challenge. He'll play things in. There comes Kim Johnson back in. Lexi Christensen comes back in for the Tigers. Going out will be Lamb, and also coming out will be Celeste Beck. 49.6 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's 29-20. Hastings College with a 9-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Moves it over to Holly Bauer on the wing on the right side. Bauer dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the top of the three-point circle. Hands it away to Bruckman. Now dribbles into the lane. Her shot's no good. Picks her off her own shot and goes back up and scores it. Cammie Breckman gets her own rebound of her missed shot and puts it down through the hole in the lane. She's got 13 points in the ball game. It's now a 31-20 ball game. Hastings with her biggest lead of this first half at 11 points with 17 seconds to play. There's a Christensen with the ball. Christensen goes over to Brittany Hills. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Right side to Amanda Hart. Out of Johnson, top of the key. Lobs it down low. It's going to be off of the fingertips, out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Kim Johnson, out of bounds. Dakota Wesley turns the ball away for the 12th time here in this ballgame. Now Hastings with 3.7 seconds to play has the basketball. Here's Brittany Wong. Launches from half court. Shot good. Brittany Wong throws up a shot from just by the mid-court stripe, and it goes straight through the hole. And the Broncos have a 14-point lead over the 24th-ranked team in the country, Dakota Wesleyan, here at halftime. Maybe the best 20 minutes that Hastings has put together in a while. We just saw right there as the Broncos have raced down to a 14-point lead at halftime over Dakota Wesleyan. It is 34-20. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball this afternoon at 1230 AHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
You often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Bronco basketball at 1230 KHAS. Women's game in progress. We're at the halftime break. Hastings with the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. The score of the Broncos 34 and Dakota Wesleyan 20. Hastings scored the first 8 points of the ball game here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan took 4 minutes and 52 seconds to get their first score to make it an 8-2 contest. Hastings had a double-digit lead at 12-2 at the 13-20 mark. And the Broncos pretty well maintained the 8-10 point lead throughout much of that first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan cut the lead down to 26-20, but then the Broncos scoring the last 8 points in the first half, including a three-pointer right at the buzzer from just past the half-court stripe here by Brittany Wong. And Hastings College putting together a pretty solid first 20 minutes here this afternoon against a pretty good basketball team in Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos have a 14-point advantage. It is 34-20. The Broncos in the first half getting 13 points from Cammy Bruckman, 10 points from Brittany Wong, 6 points for Chelsea Morton, 3 points for Frankie Peterson, and 2 from Melissa Thompson. Hastings hitting 5 out of 6 from the free throw line here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan 4 out of 8 from the stripe. They got 10 points from Kim Johnson, 3 points for Elizabeth Lamb, 2 points from Taylor Piper, 2 for Amanda Hart, and also 2 points for Celeste Beck. That is it. Hastings College with the lead, 34-20 here at halftime. Rest of the action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for women's basketball all happened yesterday. Midland knocked off Dort by a score of 76-65. It was second-ranked Concordia ousting number 4 Morningside yesterday. The final score is 78-66. Northwestern, the number 10-ranked team in the country, beat Nebraska Wesleyan 80-45 in women's play. Mount Marty over Doan by a score of 66-37. So the conference standings heading into today's ball game with Hastings College, you've got Concordia out on top now on the women's side of things in the GPAC. They've got a 2-game lead over both Morningside and Northwestern. Concordia is sitting at 10-1. Morningside and Northwestern in there at 8-3. Briar Cliff is in there in fourth place right now at 7-3. Dakota Wesleyan is entering today's competition in sixth place at 6-4 in the conference. Hastings is trying to stay alive for a postseason tournament berth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, as Hastings is currently holding down that number 8 spot right now with a mark of 4 wins and 6 losses. But the Broncos have the lead here at halftime. The score is 34-20 over Dakota Wesleyan. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHS, and Tyson Erbronic will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is men's basketball star Tobin Reinwald. Tobin, a junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, is majoring in business administration and a sports management minor with a 3.2 GPA. Last year, Tobin averaged 17.5 points and 5.8 rebounds. Tobin received a medical redshirt this year after injuring his knee in preseason workouts. He was GPAC honorable mention freshman year. During his sophomore season, was all GPAC first team. He's a member of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and in his free time, enjoys fishing and golf. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Tobin Reinwald from Lincoln, Nebraska. KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes the athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49, and then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's and Hastings delivers.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Habronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Veronik with you. Joining us this evening as we are going around campus touring some of the J-term classes that are currently going on, some of the unique J-term classes. I stopped inside the theater, and so joining us now is the chair of the theater department, and that's Jim Fritzler. And Jim, thank you so much for the time.
Good evening.
Jim, let's talk a little bit about, you have a J-term class currently going on. You and I believe Ann Vargas as well are doing So You Think You're Funny, and that kind of struck me as something that's obviously very unique. Talk maybe just a little bit, give us an overview of what this particular class is all about.
Well, to correct you, the title is So You Think You're Funny, Huh? Which totally changes the meaning of the course, you know. And, Annette Vargas and I, who don't have a history in comedy, Annette's the new theater faculty here this year, decided let's try this. Now, I lived with two comics in New York for a couple of years. So, consequently, I find nothing funny about life ever, ever again. You just need one morning getting up and having, you're trying to scramble your eggs and somebody's trying out material on you at 7 in the morning to. That course, though, is, it's an improvisation course mainly. And a lot of these people in the class aren't performers necessarily, but the act of improvising teaches you great skills of like how to act quickly and think quickly and you know. So we're doing a lot of games and a lot of structured improvs, and then we're going to do two nights of performances and then a couple of nights of stand-up comedy, too.
So as far as improvisation, which is something I think that any radio host needs to be quick at as well, but when you're talking as far as improv, one of the things that always comes to my mind, things like Drew Carey's show, Whose Line Is It Anyway, is this kind of the sort of as far as what you where you're going with this particular class?
Yeah, that show took like the best of the history of improv and performed it always. So we've done a little bit of history where all that came from, and then a lot of the exercises are the standard improv exercises done all over the world now. So there's not so many different games to play. It's how you play them and then who's funny at it.
And as far as like teaching, and whether you have theater students in this class or just students that thought maybe this would be something fun and something unique to take, how do you take someone from more of a theater structured background and you completely go with a 180 on them into the comedic side of things?
Well, it's good we're a Christian college because prayer helps, you know. The title is So You Think You're Funny, Huh? So everybody in this class answered yes. They do think they're funny. Now, whether you're funny or not, by an audience standard, is a totally different thing, you know? So it's a lot of it is just, I mean, everybody can be pretty funny, I think. It's trying to figure out what's funny about you. And then the fun is when you finally get in front of an audience and make them laugh, it is an incredible feeling. You know, whether you're very good or not, people will be very nice to you, usually, in comedy. You know, so It teaches them some great survival skills, I think, if nothing else.
You mentioned you're going to be putting on some performances as well as sort of kind of the finale for this particular J-term class. A lot of this going to be their own material that they're making in class?
We'll do two nights. Let's see, when are they? January 18th and 19th. It's free to anybody at 8 o'clock in the theater here. And it'll be an evening of structured improv, things pretty much like the Drew Carey Show, where we ask for audience involvement, participation, things like that. And then it'll be totally off the cuff, non-scripted. We'll try out a couple of scripted bits. That's a lot harder, so they may not be as funny. And then on the January 22nd, 23rd, again at 8 at the theater, we're going to do two nights of stand-up material that the people in the class have developed.
So far during this J-term, a lot of laughs coming out of this theater?
From the class, yes. From the faculty, maybe not so much. We did tell the class yesterday, please start bringing a few friends because we've run out of laughs, you know. We've been very nice to you for a week and a half now. Now, please, either that or you can buy those little thing apps now that you can have applause for yourself on the phone, you know. So exactly, that can be good for you. You know?
Once again, Jim Fritzler at Hastings College. He's the chairman of the theater department here. Jim, appreciate the time and appreciate you telling us a little bit about your course and what's going on. And we look forward to seeing that improv show.
Come on down. We're here and it's free and it's cold. So, heck, all that works.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Rogers Incorporated, better service than this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College women out on top of Dakota Wesleyan 34-20 here at halftime. The Nebraska women's basketball team playing this afternoon against Penn State, the 8th-ranked Nittany Lions. And in the second half, with 3:38 to play in the ball game, Penn State leading Nebraska by a score of 76-52. The Nebraska men will be playing later on this afternoon, beginning at 5 o'clock today at Michigan State. So the Husker women losing to Penn State 76-52, 3:38 to play in that ball game. NFL football today. Again, 3 minutes to play in the ball game between Atlanta and Seattle. And the Atlanta Falcons out on top of Seattle by the score of 27-21. Again, 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter in that ball game. The Seahawks have the football there. Hastings College with a 14-point lead here. 34-20 is the score as we start the second half of play. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. There's Morton off of the right baseliner shot. No good. Rebound Peterson. Follow shot. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. And it's picked up here by Brittany Hills. Here come the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers back the other way. Johnson has got the ball. Now to Elizabeth Lamb. Back outside, they get it to a Brittany Hills again. Now to Johnson. Johnson hands away to Piper. Piper moves it over here to Lamb. Entry pass to get it into Johnson. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Kim Johnson scoring there. She has now got 12 points in the ballgame for the Tigers. Hastings College with a 12-point lead, 34-22. There's Brittany Wong with a ball for Hastings. Comes over here to Peterson. Her pass is going to be deflected. It is loose on the near sideline. It's picked up by Hills. Hills runs her back the other way. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound save from going out of bounds. Picked up there. Shot by Hart. No good. Long rebound comes out here to Brittany Wong of Hastings. Down to Melissa Thompson. She drives, shoots, and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Johnson has got it for Dakota Wasslin to the near sideline. They get it here to Amanda Hart. It's off of her fingertips, out of bounds. The pass was high. Hart couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. So Dakota Wesleyan turns over for the 13th time today. Hastings College has got 11 turnovers. 34-22. The Broncos have the lead. We're in the second half now. About 2 minutes in. Here's Cammie Breckman for just inside the ring. Her shot is up and in from deep left corner. Cammie Breckman scores. She's now got 15 points in the ball game. The Broncos leading by a score of 36-22. Johnson with the ball out to Brittany Hills. Picked up there by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Bombs it here to the top of the key. That's Amanda Hart. Hart, two-handed pass goes inside. The Lamb, her shot is up and in. Elizabeth Lamb scoring there on the assist from Amanda Hart. 36-24. The Broncos leading by a dozen here in the second half of play. Hastings with the ball. Brittany Wong goes over to Breckman on the far sideline. Breckman comes back out here in three-point territory. The Wong out of Breckman cranks up a three ball. Her shot is up there, rims off, no good. Rebound, Morton. Follow shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton gets the offensive board and a putback there for Hastings. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 38-24. Broncos with a 14-point lead again. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball on the far sideline. Amanda Hart gets it to Johnson. Now left side to Piper. Piper around the screen, moves it down the right side of the lane to the basket. Scoop shot, good. Taylor Piper scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. 38-26. Broncos with a 12-point lead again. Hastings to the ball. Brittany Wong comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Peterson holds it, moves it down in the corner now. That's a Chelsea Morton. Morton dribbling with the ball. Chelsea takes it into the paint. Lobs it back out here to Brittany Wong. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Cammie Breckman in the lane. Wheels. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Dakota Wesleyan. Hills with a ball to Hart. Inside to Johnson. Shot good. Kim Johnson scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. She's now got 14. And the Tigers back to within 10 points. 38-28 is the score. Brittany Wong with the ball. Here's the bounce pass. It's going to be grabbed here by Peterson, but she's also going to be grabbed here by Elizabeth Lamb, who picks up her first personal foul. So Lamb picks up her first. That's team foul number one on the Tigers here in this second half of play. Hastings College will play things. It was 16:49 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by 10 points. It is 38-28. Abby Jackson into the ball game now for the Broncos. Jackson comes over here on the right side. That's a Chelsea Morton on the wing. Morton lobs it out to Melissa Thompson inside the free throw circle. Back outside to Samuelson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound comes in the corner. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch here by the Tigers. So Hastings College will play things in with 16:32 to play in the ball game. Samuelson will play things in for the Broncos as she gets it to Abby Jackson. Jackson, the former St. Cecilia Hawkette, with the ball out here in three-point territory. Down in the corner again to Cammie Breckman as she holds the ball against the man. Out to Chelsea Morton, splits a couple of defenders, bounce pass down to Samuelson. Out to Breckman for three, shot is up there, no good. Long rebound, Breckman grabs it in the corner. Cammie Breckman dribbles once, sends it back out to Samuelson out here. Dribbles to the top of the arc, passes up the shot, goes out to Jackson for three, a shot good. Abby Jackson knocks down a three ball there for the Broncos. And Hastings back out to a 13-point lead. 41-28 is the score. Running back the other way is Beck all the way to the hole, and she's fouling a play. And she goes up for the shot. Personal foul whistled on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Morton. That's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half. And Celeste Beck will go to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. She's got 2 points in the ball game. On a field goal in this contest, this will be her first free throw. Her shot is up there. It is good. Again, Dakota Wesleyan is a team hitting 65% of their free throw tosses. That is 10th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 10th out of the 11 teams. 41-29 is the score. Next shot is up there around the rim and goes down. Celeste Beck hits a pair of free throws, and the Bronco lead is now 11 points again. There's Holly Samuelson with the ball for the Broncos to Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson dribbling with the ball goes over to Samuelson again, trying to set things up against this man-to-man for the Tigers. Chelsea Morton has got it. Now to Jackson. Free throw line extended right side. Jackson takes the ball down to the baseline. Her shot's to be blocked down. It is loose on the baseline. It is picked up here by Elizabeth Lamb. Long pass ahead down the near sideline. Beck has got it now. Picked up by Breckman. Beck gets away. Dribbles underneath the basket. Throws it out here at the top of the key to Amanda Hart. Now to Lamb. Her shot for three. Good. Elizabeth Lamb nails a three ball. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. And the Tigers want to call a timeout as they have cut the lead down to 8 now for Hastings College. 15-21 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 41, Dakota Wesleyan 33.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 15-20 to play in the ballgame. Hastings now with an 8-point lead, 41-33. Broncos have the ball. Here's Chelsea Morton to the basket. She goes, her shot good. Chelsea Morton moves into the basket and scores there. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out on top by 10 points, 43-33. Outside, Celeste Beck has got the ball for Dakota Wesleyan, gets away, dribbles down the lane, runs into a defender, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by the Broncos, and she'll go to the free throw line. Fouling's going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line will be Celeste Beck. She had a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. She got 4 points in the ballgame. Fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll get two shots here. First one is up and in. Here come six new players into the ballgame now. 14:55 to play in the contest. Hastings out on top of the Tigers, 43-34. Hastings led at halftime by a score of 34-20. So Celeste Beck will have one more shot here. Next one is up there. Rattles out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Tammy Breckman gets the board, and we got a whistle here. And they got some more shot clock problems here, so get that thing figured out. 26 seconds now on the shot clock, 14:50 to play. In the ball game, Hastings College with a 9-point lead, 43-34. Broncos win down off of the far side. Brooklyn has got it now to Brittany Wong. Bounce pass over here to Samuelson. Right side, dribbles inside the arc. Can't put up a shot. Now to Morton, back outside to Brooklyn. Brooklyn dribbles with it out on top against Christensen. Now to Morton. Comes to the near sideline. That's Samuelson. Back outside to Brittany Wong with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Drives it inside, and the ball is stuck. The ball is stuck up there between the rim and the backboard. So the basket is going to be obviously no good here. Now we got to try to get this thing down. 14:27 to play. Hastings College has got the lead, 43-34 over Dakota Wesleyan. Now we got to get a ball to get this thing released. One of the assistant coaches for Dakota Wesleyan comes up there and just swats the ball away. And looking for another ball, nobody had one, so one of the assistant coaches is a big boy, gets out there and just knocks the ball out of there. Dakota Wesleyan is going to have the ball here. The shot from Hastings was stuck up between the backboard and the rim. They give the ball to the Tigers now. 43-34 is the score. It's a 9-point lead for Hastings. Broncos have led this thing from the opening tap. We're down to 14-19 to play. There's Celeste Beck with the ball on the right side of the floor. Comes out to the top of the key to Johnson. This is Kim Johnson, and she hands the ball away to Celeste Beck. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Celeste Beck behind the screen. Throws up a three-pointer. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound Williamson. Sierra Williamson has got the ball here for Hastings. To Brittany Wong down the near sideline to Chelsea Morton. Morton looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it back out on top. Samuelson has got it. Now to Morton down at the baseline to Williamson. Sierra looking. Comes out here on the wing to a Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong now with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles around, goes to the basket. Her shot's no good, but she's fouling the play. And Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Johnson picks up the personal foul. This is Kim Johnson picking up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 2 on the Tigers. To the free throw line will be Brittany Wong of Hastings College. Their free throw is up there and good. Dances out of the rim and goes down to the hole. She is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. She has got 11 points in the ball game. Now 44-34. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Broncos looking for their 10th win of the season here this afternoon. More importantly, staying alive for one of the postseason tournament berths. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings currently holding down the number 8 spot in the conference last night. Top 8 teams move into that postseason tournament in March. Hastings with an 11-point lead right now at 45-34 over a team that's ahead of them in the conference and Dakota Wesleyan. Here's Taylor Piper with the ball out here in three-point territory. Taylor Piper dribbling with it around the screen from Johnson. Still can't put up a shot. Bounce pass in the high post. Now to Lamb inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim three times and down. Elizabeth Lamb scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. She has got 10 points in the ballgame. 45-36. The Tigers now down by 9 points. Hastings with the ball. Samuelson on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes to Morton right at the elbow. Kicks it back out to Samuelson. Samuelson, bounce pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Lamb. That's turnover number 12 on Hastings College. Here come the Tigers back the other way. Taylor Piper has got it to Amanda Hart on the right sideline. Now to Lamb. Elizabeth Lamb dribbling with the ball. Comes across the top. Brittany Hills comes out to meet the ball in the high post now to Elizabeth Lamb. Spinning at the free throw line and comes out into three-point territory. Throws up a three and hits it. Elizabeth Lamb scores out in three-point territory. She's now got 13 points in the ball game, but Dakota Wesleyan is within 6 points. This is as close as they have been since way early in the basketball game. 12 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 45, Dakota Wesleyan 39.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
And the Seahawks now lead the Atlanta Falcons by a score of 28-27. They've got 25 seconds to go now. Seattle 28, Atlanta 27. Atlanta has a first and 10 on the Atlanta 28-yard line. So the Seahawks come from 20 points down to grab the lead late, 28-27. The Seahawks now leading the Falcons in the NFL. Coming up a bit later on this afternoon, the Texans will play the New England Patriots. Hastings College here is leading 45-39. Nebraska beaten today soundly by Penn State by a score of 80-58. In women's college play, the Huskers now 12-5 in the season. They're 2-2 in the Big Ten Conference. Here's Samuelson. Her shot is going to be no good, but Samuelson gets the rebound. Keeps it alive here. The Broncos now in their offensive zone with about 12 minutes to play in this ball game. Here's Wong with it. Now to Morton. Down to the baseline is Samuelson. Back inside to Morton. Back out to Samuelson. Right at the top of the ring. Moves to her left. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball swatted around and is picked up here by Amanda Hart. Amanda Hart gives it away now to Brittany Hills. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Down the right sideline. They get it out here now to Brittany Hills with the ball. Over here on the wing to Piper. Taylor Piper picked up by Brittany Wong. Outside to Johnson. Johnson picked up by Williamson. Dribbles once, gets it in the hands now of Taylor Piper. Piper picked up by Brittany Wong around the screen. Moves it to the right side. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Hills. Drives the baseline. Goes to the basket. A shot no good. Ball swatted around. Picked up by Johnson. We got a shot clock violation on Hastings. Or do we? Now we're going to have a little discussion here. As they're going to say that first shot hit the rim, so the shot clock should have reset. And now Dakota Wesleyan is going to play things in with 27 seconds left on the shot clock. Inbounds passes, a shot up and in. Brittany Hill scores off the inbound, and Dakota Wesleyan is now within 4 points at 45-41. 11 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Hastings had a 14-point lead at halftime of this game. There's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. On the wing, Chelsea Morton circles around, takes it down the lane to the basket, and she has it swatted out of her hands, out of bounds. The Broncos have a turnover. That is 13 turnovers now in Hastings. 45-41. Dakota Wesley now within 4 points. They'll come back with the basketball. Well, the Tigers have come from a huge deficit in the first half. Hastings has led this thing from the opening tap. Hastings scored the first 8 points of the ball game here this afternoon. 45-41. The Tigers have a 4-point deficit now as they work with the ball in their offensive zone. There's Johnson shot up and in, and she's fouling the play. Kim Johnson twisting and turning, a little scoop shot in the lane, and she is fouling the play there by Sierra Williamson of Hastings. That's the first foul on Williamson. And now it's 45-43. Williamson checks out. Laura Zwiener comes back in there. Samuelson checks out. Here comes Frankie Peterson back in. Hastings has seen a 14-point lead disappear in this ball game today. It is now 45-43 in favor of the Broncos. Johnson to the free throw line, shot good. Johnson now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, 17 points in the ball game. It's 45-44 with 10 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the ball game this afternoon here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Laurel Zwiener with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Now to a Brittany Wong. Wong sends it over here to Chelsea Morton on the right side. Back out. Top of the key. That's a Breckman with the ball. Cammie Breckman goes over on the wing on the left side to Wong. Down in the corner to Peterson. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Wong, free throw line. Jumper is up there. In and out. No good. Zwiener had the rebound. She lost out of her hands. It is knocked out, and Hastings College will play things in. Broncos will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 10-17 to play. Hastings 45. Dakota Wesleyan 44. There's a pass in to Cammie Breckman. Out to Wong now. Wong swings to the left side to Chelsea Morton. Back out to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling the ball. Here right side of the lane. They reverse it. Gets it to Cammie Breckman. Now to Peterson. Peterson dribbling out here in 3-point territory. The Breckman fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Takes it to the basket. The shot's going to be blocked down by Johnson. The ball retrieved by Johnson and a foul called. Breckman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing the ball in here in backcourt. That's the fourth team foul on Hastings. Holly Bauer is going to come into the ball game now for Hastings College. Bauer checks in. Chelsea Morton will come to the bench. 9:57 to play here in the ball game. Hastings now with a 1-point lead, 45-44 after leading by 14 points at halftime. And now Dakota Wesleyan can grab their first lead of the ball game with a successful field goal here. Here's Johnson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, one of the officials said Hastings way. Now we're going to have a personal foul called. Holly Bauer picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 of the Broncos. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 9:44 to play. And the ball game here to Johnson in the corner. Outside to Elizabeth Lamb. Hastings is in the man-to-man. Deep in the right corner, Amanda Hart for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Gets it away to Bauer down the near sideline. Looks up, 2-on-3. Bauer will hold things up now. Bauer out in 3-point territory. Comes across the top to Breckman. Down to Wong. Brittany Wong dribbles a couple of times out here in 3-point territory. Brittany Wong, bounce pass inside. They get it in there to Zwiener, and her shot is up and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Laurel Zwiener. And it's now a 47-44 ball game. Hastings with a 3-point lead, approaching the 9-minute mark here in the contest now. Elizabeth Lamb comes out here in the 3-point territory. Celeste Beck has got it around the screen. Beck moves it to the wing on the right side. Lobs it inside to Johnson now. Puts up a shot left-handed over Zwiener. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Peterson at it, and she's fouled the play. A foul will go on Celeste Beck. That'll be her third. That's team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Here comes Katie Johnson into the ball game. Going out is going to be Kim Johnson. Celeste Beck also coming out of the ball game there for Dakota Wesleyan. Elizabeth Lamb back in there. 47-44. Hastings leading by 3 points. Here's Bauer trying to take it inside, and she's tied up on the play. Tied up on the play by Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. This is Katie Johnson. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong look to trigger things in way outside the ring now. That's going to be Breckman with the ball. Back to Brittany Wong. Inside is Zwiener. Grabs it. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. And Laurel's winner will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Katie Johnson. That's going to be her first. So it's going to be Hastings shooting some free throws here with Laurel's winner. She had a good ball game the other night against Concordia. She scored 16 points and grabbed 6 rebounds in the ball game against the second-ranked Bulldogs. Shot from the free throw line is no good here. Zwiener is 71% foul shooter in the season. She's now 22 out of 31 from the foul line. She got 2 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 47 to 44. We're down to 8:36 to play. Next shot by Zwiener is up there and in. So Zwiener hits 1 out of 2. The Hastings lead is back up to 4 points here at 48 to 44. Dakota Wesleyan has been within 1 here in the second half after trailing by 14 at halftime. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Beck is going to drive it toward the goal. Stopped there by Morton. Back outside, Johnson for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called here. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Zwiener. That's going to be her first. First foul on Zwiener. That's the team foul number 6 on Hastings. And now Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Taylor Piper looking to keep things in. She does. Way outside. That's going to be Beck with the ball. Beck gets it to Piper right at the free throw line. Piper dribbles to the top of the key. Piper spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected, and it's out of bounds. I think that was Zwiener who got her hands on it there for Hastings College. Dakota Wesleyan will find things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. So Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball. And now we've got an offensive foul going to be charged here. An offensive foul is going to be charged to Katie Johnson trying to get to the inbound player down there underneath the basket. Whistle for a little shove off underneath the basket. That's her second personal foul. Johnson comes out. Lamb is back in there. Also coming in is going to be Brittany Hills. Hills is going to come in. She's going to check in for Taylor Piper. So 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings College trying to upset the 24th ranked team in the country in Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. They've got the lead right now. It is 48 to 44. Broncos out of the ball. There's a Brittany Wong out here in 3-point territory. Brittany Wong, left side down to Frankie Peterson. She holds it, holding it, and now she puts it on the floor, dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Frankie Peterson lobs it inside. Zwiener grabs the ball, goes up her shot. Good. Laurel Zwiener scoring there. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 50 to 44. Hastings with the lead. The pass is going to be deflected out of bounds here by Chelsea Morton. Again, Penn State beating Nebraska today in women's college basketball, 80 to 58. Husker men will play Michigan State coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon in East Lansing. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. They are trailing by 6 points. They're going inside to Johnson. Johnson picked up by Zwiener. Back outside the ring. Elizabeth Lamb has got it. Now to Johnson again. Tries to drive the ball against Zwiener. Puts up their shot. Good. Nice move to the basket there by Kim Johnson. Throwing it up there with a right hand. It's now 19 points in the ball game for Kim Johnson. That's 50 to 46. The Broncos with a 4-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong. Get to the Chelsea Morton. Inside, it's mishandled by Zwiener, but it's picked up by Wong. Got the Breckman. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It goes to the far side. It goes trickling out of bounds. The officials look at one another. Had to give the ball to Dakota Wesleyan. So DWU will play things in. Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 50 to 46, Hastings with a 4-point lead. But Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Brittany Hills down the right sideline, picked up by Morton. Hills comes across the top. 3-pointer by Hart. It's going to be short, no good. Dakota Wesleyan saves the ball from going out of bounds, but it's picked up here by Hastings College. Running back the other way is Bruckman, and she streaks it down the far sideline. Now she'll hold things up, gets out here to Wong, now to Peterson, to Brittany Wong. Gives it away to Bruckman, to the far sideline to Morton. Holds the ball on the wing. Chelsea Morton out to Peterson now. 3 points there, sorry. Peterson working with the ball. Back to Morton on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. Back out to Morton. Drives it inside. Kicks it out to Peterson. Moves to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounds Zwiener. Keeps it alive. Out to Peterson as she drives down the left side of the lane. She's fouling the play. Hastings continues to do the job on the boards here this afternoon. A personal foul is going to be called on Kim Johnson. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number six on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Each team now is six. Now we got a timeout called here by Dakota Wesleyan. Timeout Tigers with 6:06 to play. In the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 50, Dakota Wesleyan 46.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the NFL game is finally the first one of two. The Atlanta Falcons come back and beat the Seattle Seahawks by a score of 30-28. So the Falcons win 30-28 over the Seattle Seahawks this afternoon. Coming up next, we've got the New England Patriots at home to take on the Texans. So another tight ball game in the NFL today, 30-28. Atlanta getting a last-second field goal to move on. They win by 2 points today after Seattle came down and scored a late touchdown to go out on top 28-27. Hastings College leading here 50-46. Women's college basketball over Dakota Wesleyan with 6:06 to play. Broncos look to inbound the ball to get it to Melissa Thompson. Back outside the ring now to Chelsea Borden across the top. Here's Cammie Brecklin. Now to Wong on the wing on the right side. Brittany Wong dribbling on the ball. Brittany takes it to the top of the key over to Chelsea Borden on the wing. Out to Wong now. Brittany Wong dribbling with it again, looking at this man-to-man defense. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Holly Samuelson back in there has got the ball. The Brecklin lobs it inside to Thompson. The ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball, and the Broncos will play things in. That was 7 seconds left on the shot clock. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS between the Tigers and the Broncos here this afternoon. Wong throws the ball out here to Samuelson, drives the ball to the hole, or off-balance shot. It's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Piper, and a foul is going to be called here in backcourt, and Wong. Brittany Wong is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So they walk to the other end of the floor now. We're going to have some free throws, or at least a one-and-one situation here. A one-and-one. Taylor Piper will go to the free throw line. Piper's got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ballgame. A 61% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It is no good. Down for the rebound. Wong has got it. Brittany Wong has got it for Hastings, running back the other way with 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 50-46. The Broncos with a 4-point lead. Hastings had a 14-point lead at halftime. Wong drives to the basket. A shot good. Brittany Wong finds a seam of the defense and takes it to the hole and scores on a scoop shot. She's now got 14 points in the ballgame, 52-46. Hastings has led the entire way here this afternoon. Dakota Wesley has been within one here in the second half. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Brecklin. Cammie has got the ball for Hastings offensively. Flips it back down to Brittany Wong. They come into the offensive scoring zone. A nice job defensively there by Cammie Brecklin. Hastings now with a 6-point lead in the basketball. Here's Chelsea Morton at the top of the key. Morton holds it. Long pass goes inside. It's deflected away from Samuelson. She picks it up in the corner. Holly Samuelson picks it up, and now we got a timeout called from Hastings. And Samuelson is having problems getting rid of the basketball there, and Carey calls the timeout. 4:42 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 52, Dakota Wesleyan 46.
Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings Challenge will play things in. They've got a 6-point lead, 52-46. Here's Morton with the ball, 3 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong Brittany Wong dribbles it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Thompson. Follow shot good. Melissa Thompson scores there for Hastings after it looked like Hastings had a shot clock violation there. That's what Dakota Westland is arguing as the officials come back the other way. 54-46. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Here's Dakota Westland with the ball. Kim Johnson hands it away in 3 points there. It's way to Lamb. On the far sideline is Celeste Beck. Down low to Johnson. Shot good. Kim Johnson scoring again. Broncos have no answer for her. She got 21 points in the ballgame. Had 23 the last time these two teams played. And it's 54-48. Broncos with a 6-point lead. Brittany Wong has got it down to Chelsea Morton. Down to Wong again here on the near sideline. 3-pointer thrown up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. Breckman had it. She lost it. Picked up by Samuelson. Holly Samuelson down to Breckman on the far sideline. Yami dribbling to the ball. Takes it into the paint. Her running one-hander is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. We got a foul call. The basket is going to count. Cammy Breckman gets the field goal to go down for Hastings, and she is fouled in the play. Boy, that one could have went either way. And they get a blocking foul called on Dakota Westland as Celeste Beck just picked up her fourth personal foul. Cammy Breckman to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play for Hastings as the Broncos now have an 8-point lead. It is 56-48. Here comes the shot from the free throw line. It is good from Breckman. So she hits a 3-point play. It's 57-48 now. The Broncos with a 9-point lead with 3.5 minutes to play. Elizabeth Lamb with the ball for Dakota Westland. Out of Brittany Hills around the screen. Hills drives the ball down the right side of the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down. It's picked up here by Thompson. Thompson has got the ball. Now to Brittany Wong down the near sideline. And Morton can't control it. It goes out of bounds. They had a break coming back the other way. Morton couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. That is turnover number 14 on Hastings. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play. The Broncos lead the Tigers by the score of 56-48. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked up on the far sideline by Amanda Hart. Hart comes back out here to Elizabeth Lamb, comes across the top. That's going to be Celeste Beck with the ball around the screen. Beck throws it inside. Johnson grabs it and scores it. Kim Johnson now with 23 points in the ball game. The Tigers back to within 7 at 57-50 with 2:50 to play. In the basketball game, here's Morton with the ball. Morton drives into the basket against Johnson. His shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton now with 12 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead at 59-50. Johnson with the ball to Brittany Hills out here in 3-point territory. Brittany Hills dribbling the ball there against Morton. Comes out to Amanda Hart. Left side to Elizabeth Lamb. Her shot from 10 is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings, down to Brittany Wong. 2:25 to play. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play. We'll take a break with the score. The Broncos 59 and the Tigers 50.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's and Hastings delivers.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics and nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more on the brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings College out on top of Dakota Westland in women's play. It's 59-50. The Broncos led this baby at halftime 34-20. Dakota Westland cut the lead down to 1 point at 45-44 with about 10 minutes to play. But the Broncos have never trailed in this basketball game. Now the Tigers will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings with the ball. Samuelson dribbles between a couple of defenders into the offensive scoring zone. Down in the corner to Cammy Breckman. Comes back out to Samuelson. Entry pass to get it inside to Thompson. Mishandled. Thompson goes up with the shot. It's going to be blocked down. And it's picked up here by Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb gets the ball to Brittany Hills. Now at the floor to Amanda Hart. The Tigers are down by 9 points. We're under 2 minutes to play here in the contest. Here's Brittany Hills with the ball. Brittany Hills getting away. Dribbles it inside the arc. Throws it back out here to Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb down in the corner now to Amanda Hart. Cross court pass goes over there to Celeste Beck. She dribbles the ball down the left side of the wing, loses control of the ball, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Celeste Beck for Dakota Wesleyan. She has got 5 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. A 1-1 situation. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Now remember, Dakota Wesleyan is the number one ranked team in the nation in 3-point shooting. They lead the nation in 3-point field goal percentage. It's now 55-51. Next shot is up there. It is good by Beck. And now the score is 59-52. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Chelsea Morton, now to Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong brings it into the offensive zone. They get it to Morton, now to Thompson. Herself from the free throw line. Good. Melissa Thompson throws one down from the charity stripe there. She now got 6 points in the ball game, but that's a big one. 61-52. Again, the Broncos leading by 9. Here's Brittany Hills with the ball in 3-point territory. Brittany Hills gets it to Amanda Hart down the right side of the lane. She goes for the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound Thompson for Hastings. Thompson gets the ball to a Brittany Wong back here. Wong dribbling with it. Coming to the near sideline. Samuelson double team, and now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation here on Samuelson. That's turnover number 15 on Hastings College here in the ballgame. We're down to a minute to play now here in the contest. Hastings College trying to upset the 24th ranked team in the country this afternoon in Dakota Wesleyan. Broncos have a 9-point lead, 61-52, but that's just a 3-possession ball game with these hot shooters from Dakota Wesleyan from the perimeter. There's Elizabeth Lamb. She fires up a long 2. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson, and a traveling violation here in backcourt on Thompson. Her and Breckman kind of ran into each other back here after Thompson grabs the rebound. A traveling violation is called there on Melissa Thompson. 16 turnovers on Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan plays the ball in. Johnson comes out here to Elizabeth Lamb as she holds it. Now to the far sideline to Hart for 3. Shot good. Amanda Hart throwing down a 3-pointer from the right sideline. And the Tigers are back to within 6 now with 42 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. Timeout Dakota Wesleyan with 42.1 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 61, Dakota Wesleyan 55.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
Yes.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 42.1 seconds to play here in this ballgame. 61-55. Hastings has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap, raced out to an 8-0 lead right off the bat. They led 34-20 at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan chopped her down to 1 point at 1 point, 45-44 with 10 minutes and 30 seconds to play. It is now 6-61-55. And Hastings will play the ball in here in backcourt. Amanda Hart will stay here on defense. Hastings will play things in. We got a foul called as the Broncos got it inbounded, and immediately the Tigers foul. Taylor Piper picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number 8. On Dakota Wesleyan, and going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Cammy Breckman. Breckman has got 18 points in the ball game thus far. She is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, but just a 56% foul shooter for the season. Her shot is up there. The shot good. Big free throw there by Breckman. That gives Hastings a 7-point advantage now. It's 62-55 with 40.5 seconds to play. Breckman's next free throw is up there. Good. 63-55. Broncos have an 8-point lead. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. They'll be looking for a 3-ball shot here. Now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Chelsea Morton. Chelsea Morton picks up her 4th personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Broncos. End of the ball game now For Dakota Wesleyan, it's going to be Taylor Piper. Going out is going to be Celeste Beck. To the free throw line for the Tigers will be Brittany Hills. She's got just 2 points in the ball game. She's a 55% foul shooter in the season, 36 out of 65 from the line. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll get one more shot here. It's now 63-56. Broncos are the lead with 32.7 seconds to play. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Next shot is up there and in. And now what do we have? We have a foul here in backcourt. So a foul here will go on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Lamb. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong has got 14 points in the ballgame. She is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. This will be a 1-1 situation for Wong. Her first one is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. She won't get the second one. Rebound comes down to Hills. Hills has got it now to Amanda Hart. The Hills into the forecourt. 63-57. Hastings with a lead. 20 seconds to play. Here's Celeste Beck. Now to Lamb. Watches up a three. Her shot good. And then we get a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan. And we have a 3-point ball game. 16.8 seconds to play. Elizabeth Lamb throws up a three-pointer straight through the hole. 16.8 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Dakota Wesleyan 60.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so after a 14-point lead at halftime for Hastings College, the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers have come storming back and now trail by 3 points. 16.8 seconds to play in regulation. Elizabeth Lamb throwing up a three-pointer in the last possession there for Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers, the number one shooting team from three-point range in the nation. They're knocking down 39% of their threes. And they have still a crack at the Broncos here with 16.8 seconds to play. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Brittany Wong will play things in. Dakota Wesleyan with all five defenders here in the defensive zone. Brittany Wong will look to play things in. Looking, finally gets it into Peterson, back to Wong. And Brittany's going to be fouled immediately on the play by Lamb. That's the third foul on Elizabeth Lamb. That's going to send Brittany Wong back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Wong is 4 out of 5 from the line today. She has got 14 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong is a 59% foul shooter. This will be a two-shot foul. That's team foul number 10 on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Brittany Wong at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is no good. It is off of the back iron. It is no good. So still a three-point lead for Hastings with 14.6 seconds to play. Brittany Wong will have one more shot here. It is up, and the shot is around the rim. It falls off. No good. Rebound, Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have the ball with a chance to tie with a three-pointer. Hills comes into the forecourt. Timeout, Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers call a timeout with 9 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Dakota Wesleyan 60.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Luden Farrell Arena. 9 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings College has a 3-point lead, 63-60 over Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers obviously will be looking for a 3-pointer here. And boy, do they have some shooters on this team. Celeste Beck, Amanda Hart are both players that are in the nation's top 10 in 3-point shooting. And I'm sure that their head coach and Jason Christensen will be looking for one of those two players. 9 seconds to play here in regulation. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball here from the near sideline right in front of their bench. Amanda Hart will inbound the ball. Dakota Wesleyan needs a three to tie this thing up. There's Brittany Hills with the ball with 5 seconds. Reverses the ball. Gets to the Beck. She drives it inside. Kicks it back out. Top of the key. A three-pointer by Hills is no good. Hastings wins. Brittany Hills throws up a three-pointer from the top of the key. She had a decent look at the basket as they had some dribble penetration inside and kicked her back out to the top of the key to a Brittany Hills. It goes bouncing off of the front iron. No good. Hastings College survives here this afternoon as they beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 63-60. So the Broncos pick up a big win here at home against the 24th-ranked team in the country in Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings improves to 10 wins and 11 losses on the season. They are now 5-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan drops to 14 wins and 6 losses. They're now 6-5 in the conference. And the final score on this one, Hastings holds on to beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 63-60. Back with a recap after this.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps. The most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos hold on to win this basketball game here this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan. The final score is 63-60. The Broncos scored their first 8 points of the ball game today. Got out to a 12-2 lead about 6 minutes into the ball game. Led by 14 points at halftime thanks to a three-pointer right at the buzzer by Brittany Wong. Hastings led 34-20 at half. Dakota Wesleyan chipped away in the second half of play, eventually pulled to within 1 point at 45-44. It was 63-60 late in the ball game. Brittany Wong had a chance to ice this thing, and she misses a couple of free throws with 12 and a half seconds to play. Dakota Wesleyan got the rebound, brought it into the forward court, calls the timeout, set up a final shot for the top of the key, and had a great look from Brittany Hills, but it bounces off the iron, no good as time expires. And Hastings College wins it here this afternoon by the score of 63-60 over Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos getting 20 points in the ballgame today from Cammie Breckman, 14 points from Brittany Wong, and 12 for Chelsea Morton. So Hastings had three players in double figures. Again, Cammie Breckman leading the way with 20, 14 for Wong, and 12 for Chelsea Morton. Other scores in the ballgame for Hastings, Melissa Thompson ended up with 6 points, had some big rebounds down the stretch. Laurel Zwiener had 5 points today. Frankie Peterson had three. Abby Jackson had 3 points for Hastings College. The Broncos hitting 11 out of 17 from the free throw line here in the contest. Dakota Wesleyan was 12 out of 17 for the charity stripe. They were led today by Kim Johnson. She scores 23 points again this afternoon. Johnson had 23 the last time these two teams played up in Mitchell. So she scores 23 again this afternoon. 16 for Elizabeth Lamb. Celeste Beck, she had 7 points in the ball game, 5 for Amanda Hartz, 4 points for Brittany Hills, and 4 points for Taylor Piper. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan by the final score of 63-60. The Broncos are now 10-11 in the season, 5-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play at Doan coming up on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan, they dropped to 14 wins and 6 losses. They're now 6-5 in the conference. We have got the men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Good battle between the Tigers and the Broncos in men's college play. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.